This is Hayden. You are listening to my grandpa Don on the Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM. Listener supported community radio.
Thank you to my grandson Hayden. Welcome to the Smooth Side of Jazz. This is your host Don Cooper, and I'm happy to have you on board. I am featuring this week a real upbeat artist whose music is just a real pleasure to listen to. Mindy Hebert is one of the more versatile saxophone players. She can play a wide variety of formats, being equally adept with smooth jazz, rock, R&B, the blues, and jazz. She is also a keyboardist and very good singer. One thing for sure, her music is always very lively, spirited, and fun listening. Born in 1969 in St. Petersburg, Florida, into a musical family, Mindy Hebert was playing the piano by the age of 5. By age 8, she was playing the saxophone and writing her own songs. Mindy spent much of her early life on the road with her father's band, the Entertainers. Her father, Lance Hebert, played saxophone and keyboards. As a senior in high school, she won the first chair alto saxophone for the Florida All-State Jazz Band. Hebert spent her first year of college in a jazz program on a full scholarship at the University of North Florida. She transferred to the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston, where in past programs we have found other smooth jazz artists training. Hebert graduated magna cum laude in 1991 with a degree in woodwind performance. She formed her first band in college. After college, Hebert moved to Los Angeles, where she began booking her band in clubs, coffee shops, and hotels. Hebert garnered the attention of jazz keyboardist Bobby Lyle, who hired her to record on his Power of Touch CD and tour with him. Her touring opportunities expanded over the next decade as she toured as a saxophonist, singer, and keyboardist with Adam Sandler, John Tesh, Jonathan Butler, Tina Marie, and Rick Braun. During this time, she worked on creating her own sound. In 1999, Hebert joined the Backstreet Boys for their Millennium World Tour and spent the next year and a half as their saxophonist, keyboardist, and percussionist. When not touring, Mindy released her first solo albums and hit her first real success in 2003 with her release of the album It Just Happens That Way. Her hit single, Lucy's, was number one for 8 straight weeks. This is where our music begins this evening. Thank you. Mandy Hebert assembled Mandy Moore's first band and acted as musical director, keyboardist, background singer, and percussionist for many of Moore's first television appearances and shows. Currently, Mandy Moore, singer-turned-actress, stars as Rebecca Pearson in the NBC family comedy drama This Is Us. In 2006, Mandy Hebert released the album Life Less Ordinary, which peaked at number one on the Billboard Contemporary Jazz chart and remained in the top 20 for 45 weeks. Her songs, True Blue and Bloom, hit number one on the radio and records chart. Let's hear her fabulous song, Bloom.
Thank you.
Mindy Hebert has many talents. She is a national trustee for the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the organization that puts on the Grammy Awards show. She is a published author. Her book, How to Play Madison Square Garden, A Guide to Stage Performance, is considered a primer on the subject. She collaborated on it with her father, Lance Hebert. Mindy Hebert is a radio hostess, and she took over the nationally syndicated radio program Chill with Chris Bode, renaming it to Chill with Mindy Hebert, which she hosted from 2007 to 2015. Musically, her solo career has produced 10 number one singles. She is an excellent vocalist and performer. In 2008, Mindy Hebert released the album Stars. From that album is the song Smile, another of her number one hits, heard here now. Mindy Hebert's success continued in 2010 with the release of the album Hi-Fi Stereo. From that album, we have the song Any Way You Wanna. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio, operated entirely by listener-supported volunteers that donate their time. We are happy to have you as a listener. Mindy Hebert joined Bruce Springsteen for a night at the Beacon Theater and has played with Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra, on The Late Show with David Letterman, and on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. She was the featured saxophonist for the 2011 and 2012 seasons of American Idol. On her initial American Idol performance, she backed up one of the contestants. Judge Steven Tyler remarked to the contestant, "Forget you, who's your sax player?" Tyler was so impressed with Hebert that he invited her to join Aerosmith on the summer leg of their 2012 world tour, playing sax and singing backing vocals. In 2013, Mindy Hebert collaborated with Dave Cause, Richard Elliott, and Gerald Albright on the album Summer Horns, from which we have played selections previously. This album was nominated for a Grammy Award. In 2014, Mindy Hebert released the album Wild Heart. This album debuted at number one on the Billboard Jazz chart. Wild Heart was nominated for Best Contemporary Instrumental Album at the 2015 Grammy Awards. From that album, we have the song Amazing Game with special guest, the fabulous Trombone Shorty. It is time once again for our look at this week's Billboard Top 3 Songs in Smooth Jazz. We have a new number 3 this week. Keyboardist Cal Harris Jr. released his first album in 2010 and another in 2014 with success, one song reaching the top 10. Last November, he released a single that has become the biggest hit of his career. On some smooth jazz charts, it has climbed to be his first number 1. On Billboard, it reached number 3 this week. His song is titled Soulful. Moving up one notch, after being the number 3 song for the past 5 weeks, to be this week's new number 2 song, we have Eric Valentine and his group with the title track from their album Velvet Groove. Mm-hmm. 10, Billboard's number one song for the second week is the title track from Brian Culbertson's very romantic album, just released for Valentine's Day, Colors of Love. This is KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio, operated entirely by listener-supported volunteers that donate their time. We have arrived at the new releases segment of the show, where I will play for you the absolute latest in smooth jazz. Last week we played our first song from the January 15th release from pianist, composer, and record producer Dan Siegel's terrific album titled Origins. This week we have another song from that album, a beautiful song, titled When One Door Closes. Released February 9th, we have the trumpet of Lynn Roundtree's brand new album, Stronger Still. This is the song, The Way You Move. Thank you. You are listening to The Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM listener-supported community radio. This is Don Cooper, your host. It's been a pleasure to share music I love with you, and I sincerely thank you for listening. Please keep in mind that our station is run entirely by volunteers, and we need your help to stay on the air and continue to provide good programming for your listening pleasure. Donations can be made on our website at kkrn.org. For our conclusion tonight, let's end on a quiet note with another selection of beautiful music from that new Brian Culbertson's Valentine's album, Colors of Love. This is the song, All My Heart. See you next week.